What happened was, over the past two, three decades or so in our country, there has been a proliferation of fundamentalist Christian sects. There has been a growth of resentment, especially among the majority Buddhist population. So this is how this problem has got aggravated. And therefore, there has been enormous pressure exerted on successive governments to bring about some legislation in order to curtail unethical methods of conversion. Now, the present bill is being introduced by the government with the title to protect the fundamental freedoms of religion of the population of Sri Lanka. When you read the contents of the draft legislation, it is quite a different matter, because the way they define the various terms that they use, fraudulent means, unethical means, force, etc., you find that you cannot use any means in order to propagate one's religion. So it is a matter of very grave concern. We just cannot keep quiet on this matter. For 500 years, the Catholic Church has given witness to the gospel without any allegation of this nature. So we consider it, therefore, a serious restriction on the fundamental freedom of conscience and of religion, which is guaranteed by the Constitution, and also Sri Lanka is a subscriber to the International Charter of Human Rights.